Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Let's talk about a new kind of camera. One that gets stuck in the cornea to help people see for reading. Interesting stuff, just approved, and there's no one better to talk about it than my dear friend and esteemed colleague, Dr. Ravi Patel, who probably knows more aspects of photorefractive and refractive surgery than anyone else. So Ravi, tell us, would you please, a little bit about refractive surgery and what it encompasses in general for people.
Sure. So refractive surgery is this whole part of ophthalmology which is really gaining a lot of momentum recently, where we've kind of shifted some of our focus for treating patients that are sort of losing vision to now treating patients that want to improve their vision. And we have all sorts of ways to achieve that using less and less eyeglasses, and that's effectively what refractive surgery means, getting better vision without the need of glasses or contact lenses.
So what happens is that we're giving people an option that is now safe and effective so that they can actually improve and have a different menu option to contact lenses, glasses, or just trying to pretend they don't need them when they're driving at night. And so it's important to know these things.
That's exactly right. And there's so many new tools that are available now that, as we're talking about in this segment, the camera inlay that was recently approved. But especially over the past 5 to 10 years, we've made leaps and bounds of improvement in how we can help these patients.
For instance, would you say LASIK has improved over the 20-year span in terms of the effectiveness and complication rate?
Most certainly. I think the biggest change to LASIK probably happened about 15 years ago when the FDA approved the femtosecond laser for the treatment of LASIK. But when it became an all-laser procedure away from a traditional bladed procedure, it most certainly made a huge improvement in our outcomes as well as safety profile of LASIK.
So now that we can laser the front of the cornea, either with a flap or without a flap, now we're looking at putting something in the cornea, and specifically for what purpose?
So this is the most interesting part of what we're looking at right now. So just as you mentioned, rather than creating a flap and ablating or just sort of rechanging the shape of the cornea, we're now looking at putting an inlay or an actual object inside of the cornea. The camera inlay is about the thickness of a red blood cell, and it's placed into a pocket that's created by a laser. So the principle behind the camera inlay is the pinhole effect. It's kind of like when you go to the eye doctor and they put the little tiny pinhole in front of your eyes and ask you to read the eye chart. More often than not, you'll be able to see things that you weren't able to see before. And this is because of the enhanced depth of focus or the increased range you get from pinholing the vision. And utilizing this principle, they've invented, a French ophthalmologist invented this inlay that was placed into the cornea with unparalleled outcomes and reading improvement.
But in order to place it, do you use a blade again or do you use a laser to make a pocket?
So the way that it's now FDA approved is with the use of a femtosecond laser. So it's most certainly, there's no bladed approach that's been approved in the United States. And therefore, it increases, again, the safety and accuracy of placing this inlay at exactly the right location in the cornea and centering it perfectly using new tools that they've designed to help with centration so that pinhole is lining up exactly where it needs to be. This way, you're not bopping your head up and down to try to find the center of that pinhole. It's positioned precisely for you.
So if 55-year-old Jane Doe comes to you, she has a little bit of a farsighted prescription, but does very well without glasses for the most part, but abhors reading glasses and a monocular contact. Would you do a camera implant on her?
So that's a very interesting and challenging patient. Patients that have never worn glasses except for reading are probably the most challenging patients to satisfy. If she doesn't see well with a monocular contact lens, she may not be the ideal candidate for this type of procedure. But if the fact is convenience of not wanting to wear a monocular contact lens, she most certainly would be a candidate. Unfortunately, the camera inlay is optimized to patients that have a slight nearsighted prescription rather than a farsighted prescription. So she may be best served by a stage procedure where she has LASIK done to render her a little bit nearsighted, and then a few weeks later has the camera inlay implanted into that eye once that flap is healed.
Okay, her husband Jack Doe comes in. He's minus 75 with the same issue that he used to be able to see a little bit because he was nearsighted. Now he wants a camera implant. He gets it. He's happy. And 3 years later, he has a cataract. Will that affect you operating on him to have to look at what's going on through that camera implant?
You know, it does make it a little bit challenging. But the fact is, for the patient, having this inlay in place allows them to continue to have that depth of focus and range that they had before they developed the cataract. So one of the more novel uses for these camera inlays is, in fact, in patients that have already had cataract surgery to put into their non-dominant eye so they get a little bit better reading vision. And in fact, I think that sometimes this is a little bit more predictable than some of the accommodating lenses that are on the market that should, in fact, do the same purpose.
So how long did it take to get through the FDA to approve either this or other prototypes of this kind of lens?
The camera took quite a bit of time. They first obtained CE mark approval in Europe, which is a European regulatory agency, for new devices, if you will. And after they had that, they were able to obtain all the post-marketing data because it opened up access to the inlay to hundreds of surgeons across the European continent. Using this data, they were able to, get it through the FDA. And I think the important part that CAMRA has sort of taught us is you have to work with the FDA to get your products approved. It's important to have multiple meetings from the initial concept phases of the product all the way through to your post-marketing surveillance to ensure that it's going to have the right access, the right tools, the right training, and the right patient for their product. And I think they kind of checked off all the boxes as they went through and probably saw a much better, much quicker approval process than many of their competitors did.
So if I'm a regular comprehensive ophthalmologist and I want to do this procedure, would you recommend I take courses and do it? Or should we leave it with ophthalmologists who are already well-trained with femtosecond lasers and cornea procedures?
That's a very interesting question. I think in terms of doing the procedure itself, it requires quite a bit of different tools. Not only do you have to have access to a femtosecond laser, but you also need to have access to a centration device so you know exactly where to place the camera inlay. And since this is often done in conjunction with patients with LASIK or PRK, or some sort of refractive laser corrective procedure, you're probably going to achieve the best outcomes for your patient if it's done by someone who's already proficient with the use of femtosecond laser, as well as being able to correct any refractive outcomes like nearsightedness or farsightedness or astigmatism.
Well, how can people contact you, since I look at you as one of the best trained people on the East Coast?
Thank you. So our office phone number is 732-222-7373, and our website is www.atlanticeyephysicians.com. And you can personally email me at rpatel, R-P-A-T-E-L, at atlanticeyephysicians.com.
Or you can contact me, the Wizard of Eyes. And I am Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. For more information on these implants, LASIK, femtosecond lasers, or any of my segments for that matter, visit me on my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening and being excited by what we're excited about, and stay well.